Iguodala, and here it comes.
He got it! The Warriors have won on a game-winning shot by Andre Iguodala!
Live from the CG Technology Studio in the entertainment capital of the world.
A spit screen. Hoji will defend.
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
It's the T.C. Martin Show. Time to get your daily prescription from the doctor.
It's all says, hey, pass a big ticket.
T.C. Martin.
And here comes the Birdman, flapping his wings and soaring for a sweet flush. When you're aerodynamically designed with that hairdo, you can do those kinds of things with that sweet mohawk.
The doctor is now in.
Unos, dos, tres.
Olé!
Olé!
Glad to have you here Friday afternoon. T.C. Martin Show coming to you live from the Cosmopolitan, the Belmont Ballroom today. Traditionally, as you know, we are in the sports book. Today, we are upstairs on the fourth floor for the one-of-a-kind hoops and hops party that you have ever seen before. It is fantastic. About 2,000 people packed into the Belmont Ballroom for hoops and hops, a traditional event here at the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas. Glad to have you with us wherever you may be. So if you're out and about, we are here till 4 o'clock today. Come on up, say hello outside the Belmont Ballroom. Inside, there are games going along. The food, the drinks, all encompassed. The biggest Las Vegas March Madness party on the planet here at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas on the Strip. All right, Jazzy Jeff is here. Magnum is back in the studio. Brian Benowitz, our gracious host, the Vice President of Casino Operations here. He will visit with us later. Jason Symbol, Matthew Holt, CG Technology. Betting stations here. Unbelievable. 12 22-foot televisions inside the Belmont Ballroom. That's right. I didn't say that wrong. 22-foot televisions. High def. Craziness. Magnum, I'm not kidding. You're not going to believe this. These things. So think of a three-pointer. All right. You put the TVs down the three-point line. That's what you're watching. 12 of those bad boys inside the Belmont Ballroom.
That sounds very, very cool. You got to excuse me. I sneezed before I turned the mic on. I'm watching the truck stop up north. So I'm you know, but yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. In fact, I wish I was there and not stuck here in the studio, because I'd like to be watching a couple of the other games going on right now as well. And you know, there certainly are a few games taking place today. And well, I'm still shocked about the Shockers. I mean, I liked Marshall and I missed the game because I was busy doing Golden Knight stuff, but. Did D'Antoni coach in a T-shirt in that one? Because I know
Yes. That's
kind of like his thing. He coaches in a T-shirt.
Yes.
And I've seen him one where it's like a black T-shirt and it has an outline of the state of West Virginia.
Yep, that's what he was wearing. He had a little sport jacket over the top of
that. I want that guy to be my coach. Yeah. I don't care what school I'm associated with. Any coach who's coaching in a T-shirt, I want him to be my coach. You think if he ever came to this state, maybe coaching Nevada State when they start up their basketball program, he'll wear a T-shirt with the outline of Nevada on it? That'd be kind of cool. Well,
of course, that's his thing. And I never understood the thing about coaches with the suit and ties. I mean, when I coached, you know, high school basketball and this and that, I got a little flack because I would have the sweats on. I had the nice Nike sweatsuit on and everything. But it would go with the collared shirt or a sweatshirt. I was never the suit and tie type of guy. Forget about that. And I have to have my comfortable kicks on, too. Can't be wearing the hardwood shoes on the floor. Can't do that.
See, now
never made sense to me.
You see how I dress for the night games. People who don't know me would be like, wow, that guy dresses really nice. When they see me at work, they're like, wow, he dresses like a bum. I coached freshman girls high school basketball here in Las Vegas for 1 year.
Oh,
and
no.
I used to wear a jacket until one game. I got very upset about a call from an official, and I took the jacket off, and I slammed it, and the buttons came off, and that was the end of that. So, yeah, not too. Once I slammed it on the floor, a la like a matador when he's attempting to avoid a bull.
You had a little Tom Crean in you right there. I see that.
No, I was gonna say I remember the guy who used to coach Wyoming when Lon Kruger was here at UNLV. His name was Steve McLean, and he would get as animated as any coach I've ever seen. But yeah, he certainly had it. I had a little bit of that in me where I never threw a chair across the floor, but. Had it not been one of those wooden bleachers, there's a possibility maybe I would have in this particular game.
Okay, we could have a long discussion about rant and sideline behavior, and I would take up this entire show with that. We're not going to go there today. Well, we are going to go here with the hoops and hops, the Belmont Ballroom. I mentioned the TVs for you, but Magnum, you'd really be impressed at the food selection here. It's outstanding. So this is going to be actually going on through tomorrow. So we cut the field in half down to 32 teams. So we got 8 games basically here tomorrow, starting tomorrow morning. Great breakfast, lunch menu. So get out here to the Cosmopolitan, Belmont Ballroom, Hoops and Hops. It is fantastic up here on the fourth floor. Today on the program, we are going to talk to world-renowned sports handicapper, sports analyst, Danny Sheridan. I'm sure all of our listeners remember Danny, famous odds maker for USA Today and many other publications back in the day. This guy goes way back to Vegas, and we're very, very happy to have him live with us at the Cosmopolitan today. Danny, glad to have you here.
Good to be here. I'll try to live up to the...
Hold on, Danny. We've got to get Danny hooked up here. There you go. See? There you go, Danny. Now, you're live, my man.
Good to be here. Okay. I appreciate the introduction. Try to live up to some of the hype.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're here in Vegas. You're enjoying the madness here. You have a long history of analyzing these sports. But one thing that really sticks out to me, and you've been doing this for as long as I can remember, 30, 35, 40 years, right?
35 years.
But you actually don't go to the window and wager on games, do you?
No, I don't do that, and I really believe I've been very successful handicapping games for 35 years, especially the last 17. And what I do is I handicap 4 to 6 college football games a week, 1 to 3 pros. If you asked me to do 15 games a week, I wouldn't be 30% against the spread. And I'm really lucky, but one of the things I think one of my strengths, I do not bet on sports. I haven't had a losing season in 17 years. College and pro football, and you'd say, wow, you could make a lot of money. If I were betting those 17 years, I promise you I'd be emotional, and there's no way I could support myself betting, and I'm not ashamed to say that. People come up to me, put your money where your mouth is. Well, my clients have millions of dollars going every weekend. I don't want to work for a living. I want to pick games. That's why I'm successful. That's my motivation, and I'm very lucky.
You are very lucky, and most people will remember seeing your lines appear in USA Today and many
years
and newspapers across the country. The Sheridan line. Well, he's here. Danny Sheridan joins us here today at the Cosmopolitan right here on the TC Martin Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, Danny, let's talk about when you're looking at basketball. I know you do football, and college football is probably your bread and butter.
Spread and butter.
There you go. Very nice. But I want to talk to you about the hoops here and the March Madness. And when you are looking at a formula of handicapping these tournament games, what are some of the keys to you when you're trying to pick winners?
Okay, I have a set of numbers. My numbers probably comprise 10% of what I'm going to do. The other 90% is emotion. I think the game is 90% emotion. I don't care if it's baseball, boxing match, whatever. And when I look at the basketball, when I look at the hoops, I look at teams like last night I picked, and I don't say this to brag to you, if I was losing, I would tell you the same thing. I picked Buffalo. That was one of my top picks yesterday. Why would I pick Buffalo? I cannot tell you who the coach of Buffalo is. I can't tell you one player. I don't know I do know they won their conference. But I believe that Arizona is not looking at Buffalo. It's a joke. Buffalo is going to play their butts off. I'm not looking for an upset. I'm looking at 8.5 points. I love it. My job is made easier by you guys, the guys at Sports Illustrated, the guys especially on SportsCenter, because y'all talk about Arizona's a top 4 team. Those kids read that. And, TC, sure. I'm not exaggerating. That's why I picked Buffalo. So when you come up to me and go, how did you do it? You're a genius. That's what I did. Right. I believe that Arizona's going to be flat, and I look for underdogs. During football, I never pick a favorite during the regular season. So back to you. So that's what I did. I picked North Carolina, Greensboro. And if you were to say to me where they located, I would say Greensboro because it's North. That's all I know about them. And I know Gonzaga in my heart and Arizona are leaning slightly. They're looking ahead to the second round. I believe that when I'm right, I look like a genius. When I'm wrong, I look like an idiot. Not my physical looks. Physical looks, they probably look like an idiot. But anyway, I've been on a real tear, and as I told you earlier, there, I picked these games gratis for my football clients. Right. I'm 7-1 in the so far, 3-1 in my top picks. And I'll give you my picks for the rest of the day whenever you want them.
Right.
And I want to point out that I also pick the NBA gratis for my clients. And if I get 50% right, it's a miracle. I'm terrible in the NBA.
But college football, college basketball, we know you're very, very strong
at
that.
And in the pros, I probably win. The colleges keep me up here. Pros, I probably win, like, well, maybe every other year. Mm. This past year was unbelievable because all the underdogs, the 10 and 12-point underdogs covered. But that's the truth. And if you ask me to pick more than one or two pro games a week, I'm lost.
Right.
4 to 6 colleges.
But let's face it. You know, for the guys that try to do this for a living, you can't bet every day, and you can't bet 8-9 games a day, especially, you know, when you have, you know, 40-50 games on a card on a weeknight or something like that, the weekend card where you got over 100 games. You know, a lot of people, they want the action. We understand that. This is what this city and this state is built on. We understand that. But the bottom line is, if you are going to try to earn money at this, you have to be selective, and you hit one of the key components that I like to take into factor myself, and that is emotion. I think emotion is huge. There are certain handicappers that will come to you a player's name and they'll go trends. They'll say, oh, you know, they do this on the road or this and that. They shoot under 30% from the field, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't tell you a player, nothing. Then there are other guys that can tell you the players, can tell you the coaches. They can line up the strategy. Okay, these guys are great against zone. These guys are great against pressing man, that sort of thing. But so much of it, like you said, is being ready to play the game and taking that emotion, taking that strategy, and implementing that into your selection.
Give you an example. In college football, and I have a lot of close friends who are, you know them, are head football coaches, pro and college basketball also. These guys are brilliant, TC, but they don't know what the hell they're doing as far as who's going to win the game. They know how to do a great game plan. People many times would say to me, well, TC's the coach of Alabama. You're a good friend of his. I said, he's the worst guy I want to talk to. He'll scramble with little brains I have. I don't want to talk to him except to say, hey, how you doing? Good luck. What I assure you on the emotion side, I've talked to every coach. Every coach agrees with me but one, Steve Spurrier, another dear friend. You can only get up as a college football team 4 times a year. You may say, shake your head, yeah. I'm telling you, 4 times a year, you're going to play 100%. This is good teams like Ohio State, right. Alabama, LSU. 8 times, you're just going to show up and you're going to win on your strength. I look for those 8 games. When Alabama beats the living hell out of Florida State in game one, they come home to Fresno State. Saban can stand up on his head. They're not showing up, and I'm getting 35 points. Hell, they don't even score 28. It may sound simple, but that's what I do. And I try to apply that to the NCAA tournament, and it works fairly well, especially early on.
What about some of these teams? Like today we saw the massive upset with Wichita State, Marshall getting their first victory in their history of their school in the NCAA tournament, but they haven't been here before. Buffalo, same type of situation. You know, I understand some of these smaller schools, smaller conferences, and they'll dominate their conference, but they've been to the NCAA tournament, you know, 2-3 years in a row, and they'll have some of these, you know, starters that have been here for 2-3 years in a row. But Marshall, you got to throw all this out the window. But watching that game today, you could see how hungry they were. Right. Wichita State was looking past them. So talk about the experience factor into handicapping some of these games if they're from a small school.
Well, let's take Marshall, your example. I'm not bragging to you. I got 3 more picks today. I gave 4 picks. Marshall was one of my picks. I never dreamed upset. I'm not thinking upset. I'm thinking please stay within 11 and a half. Marshall, they had fire in their eyes. I know they will. I don't know the first thing about them except the conference they play in. They'll have fire in their eyes. Wichita State, the experience factor to me works against you, not when you get deep into the rounds, not when you get into the college bowls. We're talking different things. But during the regular – forget the regular season. In this tournament, Marshall's going to play their butts off, and they are a good team. They're at this stage. And Wichita State is going to look at them, and no matter what TC, the coach, says, they're not going to listen to you. They want to get to round two, and they know if they screw around and they're behind at halftime, we got 20 more minutes, just like I went against North Carolina today. And I'm so brilliant that I won that with about 2 seconds to go.
Right.
19 and a half points. But my point is, they don't care. You could see North Carolina screwing around, and that's the same with Marshall. I mean, the same with Wichita State. And I believe tonight, let's talk about what's happening coming up, Michigan State.
Okay.
I don't see how, and I could be wrong, That's my top pick tonight. How can they show up for Bucknell? I'm not sure. I know Bucknell's in the Ivy League, but if you put a gun to my head and gave me seven guesses what city they're in, I'd just say shoot me now. But I believe this Bucknell.
How about if I give you what state? Give me a state. Do you know what state Bucknell's in?
It's got to be in the east somewhere. That would be about – I'd have to guess every eastern state. It'd
be Pennsylvania, but that's okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. But I do believe that Bucknell, I know they have a decent team, and they're going to play – if they play over their heads – they're going to show up at 100%. Forget over it. They're going to show up at 100%. Michigan State's going to come in at about 90%, maybe. Wichita State came in today at about 60%. And that's what I think. So I love Bucknell getting 14.5. I hope it goes up, and that's why I'm taking Bucknell. And that's my only reason. I'm sorry I can't BS you, which I won't do, and tell you all this crap, which I could do about trends and first round and 5 versus 12. Show me those trends and win some money at this sports book. So, I'll beat the sports book, but you won't.
Danny Sheridan joins us, longtime sports handicapper and analyst here, talking March Madness here at the Cosmopolitan. With that logic and theory, we're talking a lot about underdogs here. Are there any favorites that you like, or are you pointing at pretty much underdogs? Because you mentioned Buffalo, mentioned Marshall, now you're talking about Bucknell tonight. Sounds like you're taking all these double-digit dogs. Well, Do you make cases on favorites?
Rarely. I don't pick a favorite during college or pro football season, regular season. Then it's a different animal after that. Here's a favorite I picked yesterday. I picked Rhode Island. Why would I pick Rhode Island? Because they want to beat a Power 5 team, Oklahoma, who's got a lot of talent. The ESPN is talking about they've lost 4 out of 8 or whatever down the stretch. However, Oklahoma's getting it together. They got an all-star, a lottery pick, all this crap. And I believe Rhode Island has a decent team. They're a slight favorite, which disappointed me. But and by the way, they did so well. I think they won by 3 or 4 points. And they were two. But that's a favorite. And when you get a chance, non-Power 5 against a Power 5, yours truly is going to take the non-Power 5, like Buffalo, again, North Carolina, Greensboro. We know they're in Greensboro. And tonight, Bucknell, Georgia State. There's another lousy Sun Belt Conference. They're a 13.5-point underdog to Cincinnati. I picked against Cincinnati every game in their conference. Cincinnati, TC is a great team. They did not beat the spread one time, I don't think. They were double-digit favorites. And I see them doing the same with Georgia State. Just a laugher. This is a pretty good Cincinnati team. Believe it or not, they got the potential to be in the Elite Eight or the Final Four. But I don't see them showing up at Georgia State. So my other pick tonight, not my top pick like Bucknell, is Georgia State. And then I picked Marshall earlier. And I like Missouri because unlike – I'm speaking for you, and I don't know if this is correct, but I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I think the Southeastern Conference is a hell of a lot better than you guys think they are. And I would not go against any Southeastern Conference team. And I think Missouri is going to atone for their last season loss in the tournament, and I think they'll beat Florida State, and they're a 1-point underdog.
Let's talk a little bit about Auburn and College of Charleston, because this is a game where College of Charleston is a little bit of a trendy pick, and Auburn did not finish the season well. They're a little bit undersized. College of Charleston, they've got some scores. They're getting 9.5, 10 points. Can you make a case for Charleston tonight?
No, and I'll tell you why. First of all, they meet all my criteria of sneaking up on Auburn, but you hit it on the head. Who did Auburn lose to their last game? This matters to me. They got their ass beat.
Right.
Excuse me, I don't mean to say. They got beat by Auburn. They got beat by Alabama, their rival. That means a lot to Auburn. They just lost. They got one player that's I can't remember his name. He's injured. But Auburn, I do not think this is a perfect normal spot for me. All my clients said, "Oh, he's definitely taking College of Charleston." No, I don't like the game. If I pick the game, I take the favorite because I think Auburn's going to come to play based on what I told you. They were humiliated by Alabama. They didn't lose to him. They were humiliated by him. So that's why I would make a case. And again, I could be wrong, but no way I'm taking College of Charleston for that reason only. If Auburn had punished Alabama, I would almost bet College of Charleston. That's what matters to me.
All right.
Hate to give away these top scientific secrets here.
That's okay. We got our live audience that are watching the show here. Our listeners out there, they're taking their notes. There's no doubt about it.
I see people are taking. I guess someone's taking College of Charleston. Yeah. And if Auburn comes to play, they'll absolutely beat them by 20 or more. If they don't, yeah, then it's going to be a close game. But it's a game that I can't analyze only because Auburn lost to Alabama, and that matters to them. Bad taste in their mouth.
Danny Sheridan joins us, longtime handicapper, sports analyst. odds maker for many, many years, USA Today, many other outlets throughout the country. Our listeners very, very familiar with his work. Real quick, Danny, before we let you go, a hot button topic is legalize sports betting throughout the course of the United States. Obviously, it's here in Nevada. Nevada expects to do about $300 million just on this college basketball tournament in March Madness. Obviously, the governor of New Jersey has been very, very vocal about wanting it back there. Other states want it as well, too. Your thoughts about legalizing sports betting outside of Nevada?
It'll be like a wildfire, a raging wildfire, when the Supreme Court overturns Pabst of the law you're talking about. I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, but it's just hard to imagine. My state, Alabama, we are the largest illegal sports betting state in the country per capita. Mississippi's number two. So it's just a pent-up demand. What little success I've had in my life, meeting coaches, meeting presidents, it's all because I handicap football games. These are people, the presidents don't bet on football games. Congressmen, senators that I've met here, your senators, all because of football. People bet football like there's no tomorrow. I don't know why. They love betting football. I would say this football industry, illegal sports betting, $150 billion a year. DC, if you took that into perspective, $150 billion, call that a corporation, be the biggest corporation in the world. So everybody, you got 45 million Americans that are betting college and pro football every weekend, and I'm not making these figures up, $7 billion. This is conservative. A weekend, illegal sports betting. So when you ask me that question, there's just no telling what's going to happen. Are the big bettors going to rush to, if they make sports betting will be legal in Mississippi? No, the big bettors, the guys like myself, over 50, they're going to bet offshore or whatever, or with bookmakers. But the young kids that want to bet in-game sports, they can't get, they want to bet every, I was with a bunch of them last night in their 20s, and they're betting. They said, what do you think? I said, what do I think? And they're saying, yeah, look, they're down, you know, they're betting every minute. I said, what do I think? In all due respect, I think you're out of your mind, and I wish I were a bookmaker. That's what I think. But whatever makes you happy. But to answer your question, it's going to change the landscape. And my friends in London, bookmakers there, they laugh at how stupid this country is. When I say stupid, how Neanderthal we are. We're wonderful in many areas. But sports betting, I mean, it's like, you know, we have legalized prostitution. Like in Alabama, we think babies are from the store. We know there's no prostitution. But most of the country, and I'm not for legal, I don't care if we legalize prostitution, but how can you tell people you can't smoke? I don't smoke. You can't drink. I gave up alcohol many years ago. We can't legislate morality. And sports betting, 97% of the people that bet on sports, TC, read a newspaper and are educated. That's a truth. That's a fact. And Gamblers Anonymous, it's terrible. Casinos are 5,000 percent worse than sports betting. If people want to bet and they want to drink and they want to eat too much, God love them. We're not talking about murder. And by the way, explain this to me. People in Nevada can bet on sports. It's legal. Murder's not legal. Murder's not legal in Alabama. Why can't we bet on sports and you can do it legally? It's beyond my comprehension. Right. Anyway, I'm glad Governor Christie is challenging that law. And I think, like you, I'd say they're about a 4-1 favorite to pass it, to overturn the ruling. And it will make me a lot of money, too, when they legalize it. I would appreciate that. But if I got out of the business tomorrow, how you can deny people the right to eat chocolate or whatever, I think it's in a free society. And I didn't mean to ramble on. I got in bed last night. I've got 3 hours sleep. I'm not as young as you, and I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Danny, we appreciate you stopping by, taking the time today. Enjoy the rest of the stay here at the Cosmopolitan. Is this just a fantastic setup here?
No, the Cosmopolitan, this is the first time I've stayed here. I just met Kelly, Kelly.
Yeah.
And Bill Macbeth. I know Bill from from umpteen years. And I'm not just saying this because I'm here. I'm not getting paid for this. This is a wonderful casino. I'd heard about the casino, the way they run it, the restaurants. You could go on the third floor, and you could spend a week up there, and you'd have plenty to eat. Anyway, this is Kelly Van Aken, Bill Macbeth, the whole crew. They've been wonderful, and this is where I'm going to stay. I don't know if that means anything, and I love to stay at the Bellagio. That's where we always stayed, and my friends assured me, if you stay here, you're not going to stay anywhere else. I'm sold. I'm garrulous, and I'm sold.
And no better viewing party than here inside the Belmont Ballroom or even the CG Technology Sportsbook downstairs. It is fantastic. Danny, appreciate the time. Look forward to talking with you again down the road, hopefully.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
All right.
And, hey, and don't bet too much money on Bucknell and those other two picks I gave you.
I was all set to go Michigan State.
But don't bet against them.
Yeah, that's it. I think he's going to endorse College of Charleston for me because I like them. Now he's got me thinking. All right, Danny Sheridan, longtime handicapper, sports analyst, join us. When we come back, Brian Benowitz will join us, Matthew Holt, Jason Symbol. We'll start breaking down tonight's games here live at the T.C. Martin Show at the Cosmopolitan. Live from the Cosmopolitan, Friday afternoon, day number two, first round of the NCAA tournament here at the Cosmopolitan Belmont Ballroom. We're on the fourth floor today for Hoops and Hops, a fantastic setting. Seriously, I've never seen anything like it, been part of anything like this as far as viewing parties go. And David, I'm going to butcher his last name.
Oh, here we go.
David Leonis.
Leonis. You're close.
I got it. Anyway, David's the senior entertainment manager with the Cosmopolitan. He is here. Brian Benowitz as well. David, real quick, I want to get your thoughts about this because Brian and I were talking earlier. We have never seen anything like this on the Strip anywhere in Las Vegas. Everybody has viewing parties, but this viewing party is something else. Tell us the brains behind this and exactly what fans can expect if they come up here.
So basically, we're on year number five here of Hoops and Hops. It basically started in one of our smaller ballrooms here on the third floor and sort of hybrid into a sort of a 300-cap room into over 2,000 people here now. This is an experience that you cannot replicate anywhere down the Strip. I mean, we're talking about 2,000 people rammed in a room. We have our own gaming area. You can make your bets first half, second half, wager, you know, over-unders. We have everyone here cheering for the same team, everyone sort of riding the wave of the bets that everyone, you know, that you take. So I think that it's an experience you just can't beat here.
Unbelievable. I believe it's, 12, 22-foot televisions, not in a whole bunch of smaller ones. We got bars. You've got interactive games. You got the Papa shots, but then you got a regulation hoop up here, too.
We got a half-court shot basketball. We have super shot. We have golden tee. It's like going – it's like Buffalo Wild Wings meets your college bar and your friends come here and it's a
place to
come.
It's Disneyland. What are you talking about? This is Disneyland for grown adults who love college basketball.
It doesn't feel like work to me. It's a dream. You know, it's like – it's fun for me.
All right. Well, you're number five. It's fantastic, my friend. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And David didn't touch on it, but there's quite a few betting stations right here ready to go. So CG's ready to go. We have 10 betting stations and right feet away from it. So it's just an experience like you'll never see. And you got to love a game that wraps up when it's Lipscomb versus North Carolina and the whole place is going nuts because they're dribbling out the clock.
Exactly.
So it's phenomenal.
It was fantastic. All right, speaking from the sportsbook side of things, Matthew Holt, CG Technology, he joins us. Matt, when we were over here the other day with the setup and everything, the betting stations are here. A long line of people waiting to get their bets in. They're using the mobile app as well, too. But just talk about, from your standpoint, how successful this is from, a betting parlor perspective.
Oh, it's unbelievable. The amount of bets we've taken has already far exceeded expectations. The amount of tickets written, the handle, it's just been amazing. And what's been more amazing and what we continue to see every year is the amount of bets taken on, second half, props, futures, in-game wagering, all the different types of wagering that the customers are really taking advantage of that certainly has made it a special experience.
All right, let's talk about the morning games. Obviously, the Marshall upset of Wichita State. How did that do for you guys? And talk about some of the other games that took place this morning.
Yeah, that wasn't the best game for us, actually, Marshall upsetting Wichita State. They were getting a lot of love from the bettors today, so that's one that the bettors seem to be on today, actually. But we, to Brian's point, the North Carolina game where they failed to cover by a bucket on the end, that was actually a huge swing for us. That was almost $150,000 swing just in that one last bucket there. Wichita State actually losing was our worst decision of the morning so far. A couple other ones that were really good for us, Texas A&M getting that late cover just by about a point and a half there in what was a really tight game, where Providence And this is a big swing game for us right now, as Texas up 4 in overtime over Nevada in what has been a heck of a ball game. The Wolfpack coming all the way back from 14 down to get this thing into OT.
Absolutely. All right, Matthew Holt joining us. Jason Symbol is also here from CG Technology. Jason, you want to chime in here of what you saw so far?
Yeah, Matt summed it up great. You know, we've been experiencing really, really good betting handle. You know, yesterday we exceeded last year. This year we're on pace to exceed last year again. So that's really promising. And, you know, a pretty, you know, one thing I will mention about yesterday was pretty rough start for the books. Everything was riding on that Arizona game. Every parlay was tied to Arizona, and we were able to win that one to save the day for the books. And as Matt kind of mentioned, pretty good start today.
And not to mention, somebody's brackets really took a hit with Arizona as well, too, huh? We won't mention any names, though. But Brian Benowitz wanted me to bring that up, Matt.
Yeah, not a great start for my bracket. It's already in the trash.
We've all been there. We've all been there losing in the first or second round.
Oh, geez. Craziness. I mean, we thought we've seen it all with Buffalo defeating Arizona, and then Marshall gets their first victory in the history of the school, upsetting Wichita State. I don't know, guys. Who do you think could be up next? Who could be that next bracket buster?
Well, look, I mean, we don't have to look any further. There's some potential ones today, right? I mean, Syracuse certainly has the potential as a double-digit seed here to pick off TCU later on today. And then tomorrow, I think there's some interesting games. Rhode Island Guards sure could give Duke some problems if Duke has a tough day. If Colin Sexton continues to play the way he does, there's no certainty that Villanova's a lock. I really like Texas Tech tomorrow. I don't think they played their best game yesterday, but they sure look good in crunch time. And I think Florida's a little overrated, but played way above expectations yesterday. I look for a big effort from the Red Raiders tomorrow.
All right, Matthew Holt, Jason Symbol, CG Technology, Brian Benowitz here, TC Martin Show, Fox Sports Radio at the Cosmopolitan, Belmont Ballroom, Hoops and Hops. Guys, let's take a look at tonight's games and just break these down a little bit, and you guys can give us some idea of where the betting action is, if there's been any line movement as well, too. 350, Creighton getting ready to start here pretty soon, a two-point choice against K-State. Guys, I like Creighton in this game. K-State is kind of a nightmare team for me to figure out. Your thoughts on this? Creighton, a little bit of experienced, obviously, coach and McDermott, and they've got some returning talent as well, too.
Yeah, during our seminar, Creighton was my top pick of the day. I really like them a lot. The line has actually moved from pick 'em to -2. K-State has some injury problems, and, you know, the best basketball is being played way out east this year, and they come out of that solid Big East conference, yep. And I think they're a legit team to really move on and maybe even give a challenge in the next game.
Yeah, we've seen about two times more money bet on Creighton, which is, you know, why the line moved, as Ryan indicated, from pick to where it is now at -2. So as a book, we're going to be rooting for Kansas State. The public really likes Creighton so far in this one.
Handicap in this one, Matt. Do you lean towards Creighton?
I think it's a tight game. I think it should be a big lift here for Kansas State getting back both Dean Wade and Barry Brown in this game. You know, Barry Brown only had a black eye. It's not like he has a knee or an ankle injury. You know, Dean Wade missed the Kansas game in the Big 12 tournament. Both should be back tonight. I think this one's really close, but the larger the line gets, the more value there is with Kansas State, as I think this one was a true pick'em. So, you know, I'll go ahead and be on Holt Island here and go with Kansas State Wildcats.
4:10 p.m., Michigan State against Bucknell. Danny Sheridan said he loves Bucknell in this situation. Give us the current status and current line here. And do you think that Michigan State could be in a Wichita State or Arizona situation here looking past the Bison? Because we've seen this happen with Michigan State teams. As talented as they are, we've seen Izzo teams falter early in the past.
I mean, look, it's certainly possible. We saw them falter. I think it was 2 years ago they lost as a 15 seed.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at a scenario here where
Middle Tennessee State?
Yeah, Tennessee State, exactly. Team that got, you know, kind of shafted on the bubble this year. No, but we actually are going to need Bucknell. That's going to be end up being our biggest game of the evening tonight. The public is really on Michigan State here, not surprisingly, thinking that, you know, with Tom Izzo, they're going to get it done. So same scenario yesterday with Arizona, so we'll see what happens here.
You know, one of the issues for me in this game that I think is the biggest factor, and I was leaning toward Bucknell, you know, originally, but the problem for Bucknell is they suspended center Paul Newman in early March, and now they suspended power forward Bruce Moore right before the start of this tournament. And without those two guys, there's not a lot of size left on this Bucknell team to face a really big, really long, really athletic Spartan squad. I think it's an uphill climb for Bucknell, and if I had to play it, I would lay it.
You know, I don't really have an opinion on this Bucknell team. They did pull off a win a few years ago. I think Michigan State with Izzo is certainly a significantly more talented team. I'm not willing to lay the 14 points. I'm going to stay off the game. I was talking to my brother here. He's standing over here, the toast, and he told me Aggies to Aggies is the parlay today. So he said New Mexico State doesn't only cover that 4.5 points. He says they went outright against Clemson. I don't know how much he knows about college basketball, but he's pretty solid.
I'm afraid to bet any team out of the whack, the wiki whack, as I say. In New Mexico State, they seem to get to this tournament, and they usually don't do very well, but they can score. There's no question about that.
Yeah, maybe the over's a better play at 133.
Matt, I know you're keeping a close eye on this Texas-Nevada game. They're into overtime. Give us a quick update.
84-80, Nevada and the Texas just turned the ball over. Bamba fouled out right at the end of regulation. Texas didn't have him for the overtime. They were down four, just came down, going for a driving layup, turned the basketball over. Nevada's ball, 40 seconds left, 84-80, Wolfpack.
Lo and behold, it looks like the Nevada Wolfpack out of the Mountain West Conference are going to advance.
There's 40 seconds left, TC. There's a lot of basketball. That's like 3 hours of basketball left.
Just like we all said, the Mountain West goes further than the Pac-12 this year.
Yeah, winning one game.
Tough.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens. All right, guys. Looking ahead, 4:30 today. Actually, 4:20. It's Xavier against Texas Southern. Texas Southern, another one of those teams that dominates their conference. But Xavier, number one seed here, another 1-16. Can Texas Southern cover this huge number here?
I mean, can they? Sure. I mean, when you're down 23 with 4 minutes left, as you've seen in these games, anything can happen. Look what happened with North Carolina. But, you know, we're going to be certainly rooting for a Texas Southern cover. Two times more money bet on Xavier. Not surprising. The big favorites of about 20 points have really been bet on so far these first 2 days.
Yeah, I don't like this. The SWAC, I think, is the name of their conference.
Right.
They never win. So can they come within 19? Maybe. But there's going to be a time that you're sweating this game that Xavier's up 25, 26 points. And who knows who's on the bench coming in number 10, 11, 12 for Xavier. Because can they score? Or are they even going to try to score is what it comes down to.
But do we believe that Xavier can jump out to that huge lead?
I mean, sure.
We saw Purdue do that earlier today. They didn't have any problem. We saw Duke and Villanova, Virginia. They did it. Can Xavier do it?
A walk-on guy on the bench going to shoot a free throw late in the game to decide this point spread. You can bet it, not me.
Matt, any line movement on this game?
Yeah, you know, we're not seeing a ton. We're starting to see the Xavier money pile in now. But interesting note about this game, the money line here, liability to the book, is on Texas Southern, not surprisingly, because you're getting about 16 to 18 to 1 on the money line. But interesting note here, we had significant money line liability to all four 16 seeds, despite the fact that none of them have ever won a game.
Auburn and the College of Charleston. 4:30 today, the Auburn team, we don't know what we're going to get out of them. Haven't been playing great basketball. They don't have much size. Charleston is a team that can score. They've been here before. Matt, give us your thoughts on this game.
One of my favorite backcourts in the entire NCAA tournament this year, Joe Chaney, Grant Riler, these guys can really fill it up. Played out of a tougher Colonial Athletic Association league than most people give it credit for. I've been calling for the straight-up upset here the entire time. I have all my last-man-standing tickets remaining on College of Charleston tonight. I'm big time with Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston is actually one of the dogs that we don't need. We actually need the favorite there, Auburn. About two times more money coming in on Charleston in that game.
All right.
I'll stick with what Danny Sheridan said. He said, forget about College of Charleston. Go with Auburn. And he said it very clearly. I'm like, well, that guy knows a little bit about picking some games. So
he was 7-1 yesterday, so we'll see. All right. Matt, we appreciate the time as always. Before we let you go, do you have another game that you like besides that one tonight?
I think the Florida State-Missouri game is a really interesting game to watch. Michael Porter Jr., the consensus number one pick in the NBA draft, who got hurt 2 minutes into the first game of the season, came back for the SEC tournament. I mean, he looked a little rusty there, obviously being off so long. It's going to be interesting to see what Porter and Porter tonight could do for the Missouri team against a somewhat battle-tested Florida State squad coming out of the ACC.
All right, we'll let you get back to work, my friend. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck tonight. Take care.
There you go. Okay, we'll take a look at the final four games that start past 6 o'clock tonight with Brian and Jason here. T.C. Martin, broadcasting live from the Cosmopolitan. It's Hoops and Hops. Get on over here. It is a fantastic venue, a fantastic atmosphere. It'll be going on throughout the games tonight. up until about 9, 10 o'clock, and then again.
Don't forget about tomorrow.
Do it all. I'm getting there. And then tomorrow, it all happens once again. So it's fantastic. We'll touch upon that as well. We're broadcasting live from the Cosmopolitan Fox Sports Radio. Live from the Cosmopolitan Belmont Ballroom, Hoops and Hops here. Nevada, Texas goes final. The Wolfpack get a victory 87-83 in overtime. And the moment the game ends, the crowd races out of here, Jason, right to the betting windows. It's beautiful.
That's the greatness of March Madness. It never stops. And you never know when the game is going to end because all these games start at weird times and there's overtime. So it's going to be busy anytime you know it.
Nothing like March Madness.
And we're only halfway through today.
That's true. Very true. Tell people real quick, they got to get the mobile app, the CG Technology mobile app, and you guys have this great promotion, basically $68 free, hence 68 teams in the tournament, right? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that is actually open now. So for the folks listening, it's for Nevada residents. If you sign up, deposit $100, we'll match it for $68 after you make the $68 worth of bet. So pretty good promo to come down. If you're going to if you want to drive down to the Cosmo tomorrow to watch the games at the Awesome Party, you're going to get $68 if you sign up for an account.
Like it. All right. More upsets today. We got some games tonight. We just touched on the 4 o'clock games. Let's look at the 6 o'clock games. Virginia against UMBC. That's Maryland Baltimore County. Another big number here, 20-plus game tips at 620. Does Virginia write their own score, guys?
Well, I think Virginia, I mean, I think Baltimore County doesn't score in the 50s. So does Virginia score in the 70s is what it comes down to. I mean, they can shut people down. Baltimore really has nothing. I don't know if you watched that game where they beat Vermont. They hit that late shot, but I mean, they really don't have anything, and they really, it's the lowest over-under I've ever seen, I think, at 120.
And Virginia doesn't blow out a lot of teams, but when they do, you see that occasional 63-36 score, which we saw about a month or so ago. But I don't know if I want any part of this game. Seems like pretty inflated line, but it probably has, you know, 72-49 written on it, Jason.
Yeah, I think like kind of Brian's right on. I mean, like we said the other day, it's hard to cover 21 points when the total's only 120. So, you know, it can they cover? Of course. Can they write their score? They don't have an offense like Duke where they can write their score. So they're going to grind it out. They'll be up 15-16 late. Do you want to sweat that? Your pick.
Probably one of the most interesting games tonight. Tips at 640. It's Syracuse. They were life and death to get in the tournament. They were elated once their name was called last Sunday. They won the play-in game against Arizona State on Tuesday night in Dayton. They're now playing this TCU team. Jamie Dixon's team is pretty solid, but I think a lot of people haven't seen the Horned Frogs, and they're not sure what to expect here.
Yeah, offensively, TCU is a very good team, but you know, you have to remember, just because Syracuse shouldn't be in the tournament doesn't mean they can't win 3 or 4 games here. So, you know, they're only a 5-point dog. I look for them to have a pretty good game tonight. I wouldn't be shocked if they win this one.
I agree entirely. I don't think much of TCU. I've watched them play in that highly competitive Big 12. But Syracuse is battle-tested. I mean, they just won a game to get in. These teams generally play pretty well, although St. Bonaventure's did not yesterday let me down, and that one was one of my selections. But I would take a coach like Jim Boeheim. He knows how to win, and you're getting 5 points. It looks pretty juicy to me.
You know, they had several matchups between Jamie Dixon and his Pitt teams and Boeheim and Syracuse, and believe it or not, Jamie Dixon's team, I can't remember, it was something ridiculous, like he was like 10-4 or something like that against Boeheim teams or something like that. But the tricky part here, like with TCU, they don't face much zone in the Big 12 at all. And you got to face that tricky 2-3 zone with a lot of length out front.
Yeah, so very interesting.
It'll be okay. Florida State and Missouri, Matt talked about that. That's a 6:50. I think the world wants to see Michael Porter Jr. He's only played a couple games this whole year. How is he going to be? He came back to play in the tournament, the one game, and didn't fare very well.
Go ahead, Brian.
It reminds me a lot of when Duke had Kyrie Irving hurt all year, and then Kyrie Irving comes back for the tournament, and they laid an egg. You know, they were all counting on him. Now he's become a great professional player, but he just never did it for their team there. I don't see this Missouri team gelling. Their number two guy on their team, their second leading scorer is out with he had a DUI. Where's the focus on this team? I actually would like Florida State, and I'm not a big Florida State fan at all, but I don't think I don't see how you could circle Missouri here.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a very, very low handle game. Not a lot of people really know what to make of this. It's going to be our least bet game of the day.
Clemson, New Mexico State, any thoughts?
Everybody loves the underdog here. This is one of the favorites that we actually need, Auburn and Clemson. So, look, this is a 5-12 game, and you have to look at the fact that the favorite is only minus 3.5 now. Wow. The number's all the way down to 3.5, so clearly some misseedings going on here, but we're certainly going to be rooting for the favorite here. They're betting New Mexico State money line and taking the points.
All right, let's look ahead to Monday. When we come back on Monday's show here, who are we going to be talking about that is the team to really look out for tomorrow and Sunday?
I think there's a very live dog tomorrow. The spread is only 4.5 right now currently, and that's Seton Hall. Seton Hall is an exciting team to watch. They run the court. Kansas, they played very well towards the end of the year, but, hey, Seton Hall can run with anybody, and they may run them right off the darn court. I think Gonzaga wakes up tomorrow. Ohio State did not play very well in that game, pulled away late against South Dakota State.
Right.
And that fine guy, Mom, something like that, he was really, really good. But they pulled away late in that game, and I think that Gonzaga rights the ship there. I think an intriguing game is Houston and Michigan. Michigan really, really played great defense in the second half.
Two very good defenses squaring off.
Absolutely, and Houston is a fine team. I think that they're very underrated, so they may be a spot to play.
I actually look towards Sunday. I think that Texas A&M is going to be live and keep it real close with UNC. UNC is very, very big, and they use that size to beat up a lot of teams, but Texas A&M is actually a bigger team than them, so that's not an advantage. So I think they could be live on Sunday.
All right, looking forward to it.
TC, I'm more excited about 7:30 at T-Mobile tonight.
Of course you're
Vegas Golden Knights take on those Minnesota Wild, who beat us twice there. Yeah. And we got to go with our team being Las Vegas, has to go in and take them on.
And if you can't get out of T-Mobile, you listen to it right here on Fox Sports Radio.
That's
98.9 FM. You can do that. All right, guys, it's been great. The seminar was great on Wednesday. We appreciate you guys being here today. Brian, thanks for the hospitality and setting us up here at the Cosmopolitan. I'll be back here tonight and tomorrow.
Well, and anybody that's listening, if you're even thinking of coming out to Las Vegas, if you're even thinking about making a trip for March Madness, you got to come to Hoops and Hops. It's an experience like none other. And, look at the crowds. I mean, people are having a ball. This is a lull between the eight games today, and they're ready to go. So
yeah,
it should be fun tonight.
All right, keep watching, keep listening. Here we go. All right, I want to thank Danny Sheridan, Matthew Holt, Jason Symbol, Brian Benowitz, Jazzy Jeff here, Magnum back in the studio for our team. We'll be back at it again Monday at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy the Golden Knights. And, of course, listen to it on Fox Sports Radio tonight, 7 o'clock pregame show and face-off at 7:30. T.C. Martin saying so long. Go to the website, tcmartinshow.com.